Craig, just talk about the process of getting ready for your junior season here.
I mean, it's pretty intense, but just getting in there, I need to work on a few things, just ball skills and just learning. I mean, one thing that I'm trying to focus on is just the tendencies of offenses so I can anticipate plays better. But, I mean, the process is going well. I'm excited for the season.
How are you guys? How do you feel you guys are conditioning? Are you guys ready to go, or you still have some work to do conditionally?
Well, I mean, we still have 5 weeks or 6 weeks, I think, until fall camp, and so I mean, we have to keep going there. But I think, I mean, the stuff that the strength and conditioning coaches have been putting in have been helping us a ton, and I think that our guys are getting a lot more conditioned. Spring ball was good to help us kind of gauge where we were at condition wise, and I think that they're putting in things that they're going to benefit us out on the field. So slowly but surely, we're getting conditioned. So
how do you improve on last year's performances from you guys on defense?
And I think we should be careful on as far as our defense goes and trying to compare ourselves to last year. Obviously, we had a really good year statistically wise, and we helped our team win some games, but I mean, I think we have expectations within our defense, and there's a lot of outside opinions, a lot of outside voices saying, you can't be as good as last year. Are you going to be as good as last year? And I think we just need to focus on just improving and not being satisfied with how far we've come. I mean, we need to be satisfied with the improvements that we make and things like that, but it's a whole different year, a whole different schedule, and we just need to focus on that.
So what are you working on to make yourself a better player this year?
So I'm working on, like I said earlier, my ball skills. I'm just working on the ball's in the air, just making a play on it. So just getting the ball at the highest point and just attacking it, being aggressive on that. And also, I mean, just hitting the film room so that I can be an instinctive player and not have to worry about, I mean, what I need to do, what other guys need to do, but just really being instinctive and knowing the tendencies of the offense and what they're trying to do.
When you're out there on the field, how do you know that you guys are really performing well? You're doing what you're supposed to be doing on defense.
I think when we're excited, I mean, there's a specific game last year when we weren't performing as well as we could have in the first half with San Jose State, and we were just getting after each other. We were frustrated, and that's not our defense. When we're doing what we're supposed to and we're dominating, it's when we're excited, we're having fun, and we're just confident out there. And that's when we know that we're on, I mean, that we're unified and we're dominating.
Defensively, you have a couple guys coming back. How do you guys have a good feel for each other? Like, who knows, a make or break in a play or got the wrong coverage, but you're just familiar to bring the backfield, kind of know what their next step's going to be when they're trying to make a play.
Definitely. And I think, I mean, that helps with his off-season training as well, getting in the film room together, training together and knowing, just getting to know each other. Like Daniel Sorensen, the other safety, me and him are workout partners. We do everything together, and I mean, it helps the camaraderie on the field. I know how he plays, I know how he thinks, I know his mindset, and I mean, it helps a ton. So